bring us up to date on what's going on fire-wise here, because as we have reported in the past, the Department of Natural Resources will slap all kinds of restrictions coming on the 26th. So where are we here in the Gunflint area?
So we're, of course, encouraging everyone to be careful with any outside burning. Can still have your campfires, could still have fires in your on your private property. Burning permits, however, are starting to change. So as of yesterday, Superior was just going out and saying, you know, be very careful with your when you're outside. The DNR, as you mentioned, is putting burn restrictions, not a ban, restrictions on for several counties. So March 26th, part of the state will be getting restrictions that do not include our counties. But just as of yesterday, they're advising that they will, the DNR will most likely put restrictions on for Cook, Lake, St. Louis, all of our surrounding counties on April 2nd. Now, what that means is you will not be able to get a burn permit. As so many people who are doing their yard work and trying to clean up and get rid of some of that debris, especially now that there isn't any snow around to hide it, for us, you can still get a permit up through April 2nd. If people want to try and do a burn during the daytime, they actually have to go to the DNR for that. So if you are one of those who have piles you want to get rid of, start thinking about it now, because very likely by April 2nd, you will not be able to do that. When the restrictions come on, they stay on until conditions improve. And normally we refer to that as green up. It may be earlier this year with the way conditions have proceeded with our weather.
One of your fire folks went up the trail to look at the condition of fuels, and what do we know about that?
There is a process that they go through. They what she calls cook these things, which I guess is the way to try and stress them, test them to see how fast they would burn. From here, you know, bottom of the trail to about midway, there is still some snow in the on the ground. The grasses that are exposed are laying flat, which is what you'd like them to be after a winter season. When you get to mid-trail and further up towards the end, there isn't snow and the grass is standing up. And the grass standing up means that it's crispier, it's easier to
get more air.
More air circulation, and that's exactly the conditions that are ready for fire to happen. So it's not the best news, but then conditions right now, we are considered, as you look at different drought monitors, to be in a severe drought. This is our corner of Minnesota, which, you know, means that there's the risk is very high that this could cause problems. I thought, okay, there's got to be some good news out there. And then I continued to look at the seasonal drought monitor. And that looks, it was very current. From March 15th to June 30th of this year, they're predicting that our whole state of Minnesota will be, drought is likely to improve. So the impacts of the current severe drought should ease. So with all of this news of being very careful with fire, there is at least out there a prediction that we should be easing that condition.
Well, put your forecaster hat on. What do we see in the future?
Rain.
We do have rain in the forecast for the next several days, and I guess we're supposed to have a little bit of wetter, so that's why the drought is.
So that's why, yeah. So now it looks like, you know, they're predicting that through June we should be getting good amounts of rain so that that drought would ease up.
Well, we're not going to get complacent here, Marianne, so we will check in with you on a regular basis to see where we are, and particularly in as much as there are various areas throughout the our county that are different. For example, like you said, some places the grasses are down, some places the grasses
right.
And the rain might make a difference. It might not. If we, you know, if we get a nice couple days of rain and then all of a sudden it gets hot and dry again, then we'll be back to you.
Yeah. So the main word is, everybody, if you're going to light anything, be extremely cautious and careful and realize, as Jay was just saying, we're getting rain now, but we need lots of soakers. I mean, this isn't going to take the conditions from mid-trail up and all of a sudden it's going to be fine. We need to be very careful.
Public Information Officer Marianne Atwood has been in to give us a fire update, and we'll check with you again shortly.
Thank you for having me.